Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right. It's ETF of the week time. Joining me now, as he does every week at this time, Tom Lydon. He is editor of ETF Trends. And if you're not familiar with the site, well, what are you waiting for? Go check it out. And beyond that, if you want to know what's going on the site without checking it out, maybe you've been there and you're familiar with it, but you don't get back all the time, follow him on ETF Trends on Twitter. So it's at ETF Trends, where you will then get updates when there are things for you to go check out that might be particularly interesting. Tom Lydon, welcome back to Money Life.
Thanks, Chuck. Great to be back.
Our ETF of the week is
the Spider S&P International Energy Sector ETF, ticker IPW.
It's ticker symbol IPW, the Spider S&P International Energy Sector Fund. So a lot of things at work there. International energy sector. Why this sector now at a time when, there have been a few things going on in the international energy sector, at least in terms of, there's a little Ukraine in that mix, right?
There are some geopolitical issues for sure, Chuck, but energy has a lot going for it. Not only has it been one of the best performing sectors so far this year, where the general market's been flat, but historically, going into the summer months, energy also tends to be one of the best performing sectors. So just to be sure, this ETF does not own any Russian oil companies. So first and foremost, it's global, but does not own any Russian oil companies. So that's one thing. Number two, aside from being a decent sector to own in the summer, we also had energy prices spike over the winter months because probably a cold winter, which many of us can relate to. But on top of that, if we happen to have a fairly hot summer, that could continue to fuel prices to the upside. And the funny thing is, well, not funny, but positive thing for energy stocks, if the saber-rattling continues in the Ukraine and in Russia, and money continues to come out of Russia and comes out of energy-related stocks there, it actually would bode very well for energy-related stocks outside of Russia and the Ukraine. So there are a lot of things that are adding up that make sense here. IPW actually has just hit some recent highs, and it's above its 200-day average, which you and I always talk about from a trend standpoint, and it seems to be firmly in an uptrend at this point.
You just started to answer my second question, because when you started your answer to my first question, which was why we were looking at this particular ETF. Again, it's the IPW, the Spider S&P International Energy Sector Fund. You said, well, summer is traditionally a good time for energy stocks. Okay, does that mean that this is a seasonal play? Obviously, we sort of have that answer. This is definitely a 200-day moving average play. But is this one of those cases where, as much as you like the trend, we could be out of it come fall and winter?
I think that's the case. This is one of those things that if you're looking for an area of the market to maybe be enthusiastic about, when many investors are not enthusiastic about the general markets, here's an opportunity. I'm not going to give you a specific allocation number because it's really going to depend on you personally and how much you're allocating to the market. And
but Tom, let me step in there for a second. I respect that you're not going to give us an allocation number. However, what I want to know, because this is a chance to kind of goose your portfolio at the right time, is what piece of your portfolio, not percentage, but where are you taking money from to make this play? And then if this play is short term, does the money go back? So in other words, is this just part of your international allocation, or is this part of your growth allocation? What's the allocation that this money is coming from, and does it just go straight back there if we get the short term turnaround?
Fair enough. So I would take this from your S&P allocation. When you and I talk, and we always talk about equities, we assume, because most people's portfolio has a very high correlation to the S&P 500. So if you were not as excited about general equities at this point, take a 10% allocation from your general equity position and move it over to this ETF and watch it on its 200-day average. Odds are you'll be rewarded. And the worst that can happen is it rolls over, it goes below its 200-day average, and you get out with a small loss.
It's basically, let's take a little play, goose the portfolio, and be prepared that on a good situation, we make a little bit extra. In a bad situation, a small loss, but control it and use this as a way to follow the trend and pick up a little bit.
Absolutely. It's a summer play. You know, utilities, consumer staples, energy stocks, they tend to be the best sectors in the summer, along with the geopolitical issues that are going on, and the fact that if we do have a hot summer, Chuck, I think we'll continue to see energy-related stocks move to the upside.
Well, we can only hope we have a hot summer after having had a cold winter. That would certainly be fitting. And as you pointed out, fitting in people's portfolio right now, it's the ETF of the week, the SPIDER S&P International Energy Sector ETF. The ticker symbol is IPW. And as Tom pointed out, no Russian companies there. That doesn't mean that the ETF won't be affected by events in Russia. It simply means that as it is currently constituted, no Russian/Ukrainian companies that are part of that mix, which is one of the reasons why he can look at the bigger trends and say, you want to play this now. Tom Lydon is the editor of ETF Trends. And if you want more information, it's ETFTrends.com, on Twitter at ETF Trends. Tom, it is always a pleasure. Thanks so much for joining me on Money Life.
Thanks, Chuck.
Hey, you know, we've been talking sectors. If you like talk about sectors, you definitely want to stick around, because coming up next on the May 8th edition of Money Life, it's Vern Sumnick. He is the CEO of iSectors.com. Got a little bit more to learn when Money Life continues.